Okay, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 107 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons. And we're going to be continuing the series that we started last week on No Shortcuts. This is going to be part two. So we talked about how a shortcut is the easy way out. And sometimes the devil will try to convince you that, oh, this quick way will get you there faster. But you're actually short-circuiting your destiny. But if you want that more background on what shortcuts entail, I'll go ahead and listen to the last podcast. That's 106. So let's just jump straight in here. So let's look at some biblical examples that can highlight some people that took shortcuts and some people that did not take shortcuts. Right. So the first example, let's look at Abraham and Sarah. If you look at the book of Genesis chapter 16, right, verses 1 to 4, you know, Abraham had been asking God for a child. He had been waiting patiently so far. Well, then his wife said, take the shortcut of Hagar. You know, Hagar was not his wife. She was a slave in their home. But Abraham decided to take that shortcut. Like, oh, I've waited too long. I need to get a child quick. And then he ended up making a mistake, right? A mistake that has had like long-term repercussions. The thing is, sometimes you may be waiting on God, and then the devil will present alternatives to you. Don't take those alternatives. They may sound good now, but in the end, it's destruction. Another biblical example is Saul. If you look at the book of 1 Samuel chapter 13, verses 1 to 15. 1 Samuel 13, verses 1 to 15. Saul was another person that took shortcuts. He was not the person that was supposed to make the sacrifice. He was supposed to wait for the prophet Samuel, but he did not wait. He decided to take laws into his own hands. Took those shortcuts, and that essentially cut short his destiny, right? So again, sometimes just in taking a shortcut, you may do things that are not meant for you to do, right? Really, taking shortcuts takes on many forms, right? Abraham, Sarah was like, I've waited on God, let me take the shortcut. That's one way you can be taking shortcuts. And that way of taking shortcuts is just, to get somewhere quicker. The normal person that's supposed to do something, I'll just jump in and do it myself. Saul was a king. He was not a prophet. He was not a priest. He was not in Samuel's office. So he was essentially doing what was not apportioned to him, right? Again, pretty much cut short his destiny, right? And then let's look at some examples of people that did not take shortcuts, right? Look at David. David was being chased by King Saul to kill him and destroy him. But you know what David did? David had an opportunity to kill Saul. If you look at 1 Samuel chapter 24, verses 1 to 7, 1 Samuel 24, verses 1 to 7, right? He had that opportunity to kill Saul. Because in those circumstances, some people will say, wow, okay, well, I have my shot. I have my opportunity. This man that has been chasing me, let me end his destiny. But hey, Psalms 105, verse 15 says, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. David recognized the anointing on the life of Saul. Even if Saul was wicked, he recognized the anointing on it, and he didn't take that shortcut, right? Imagine someone that's been chasing you to kill you, and then you have a golden opportunity in your hands to kill them, right? And not be patient for God's timing. Again, he did not take that shortcut, and David had a good reign as the king of Israel. Because again, he could have taken that shortcut of, let me kill Saul immediately, but he did not. Right. Again, there is a way that seems right. There is a way that seems logical. There is that pressured way. Remember, we kind of talked about it last time. There's that way that seems right. That way that you're being pressured. David's men were like, you have the opportunity right now. Kill him. But the fact that something is popular consensus, the fact that something is popular opinion, does not necessarily mean that it's the right thing to do. That's just the way life rolls sometimes. Sometimes the right thing to do, which is in accordance with the word of God, is not going to be the popular thing to do. Right. So if David had been antsy and said, you know what, let me just be, I've already been anointed. Because remember, before this happened, David had already been anointed as king. So it's not like he did not know he was going to become king. He had been anointed. But it was the same person that was anointed as king that was now running away from Saul. So the logical thing to have done is, oh, let me just kill Saul. I've already been anointed by Prophet Samuel as king. Let me just take my destiny into my own hands and everything. But he did not do that. He knew he was willing to wait and follow God's process. So again, not taking shortcuts sometimes just means things that are rightfully yours, things you know you have a right to. But God says, if you take those things that are rightfully yours, like right now, you can then get in trouble with God, right? So sometimes things that are rightfully yours, you just have to be patient. You have to wait for God's time. You have to wait for God's time. Sometimes the world may say, oh, you're so stupid. You're so foolish. Why couldn't you just take what you desired right now? It's standing right there in front of you. Like literally the kingship was for David. He had already been anointed by the prophet Samuel, but it was not the right timing in the eyes of God. But he didn't try to force that issue and kill Saul. Again, many times when you try to force issues, that's where you take shortcuts. And again, when you take those shortcuts, those things can very rapidly cut you short. And then look at Jesus Christ, right? Many of us, you know, remember the temptation of Jesus from the book of Luke chapter 4, verses 1 to 13. Luke 4 verses 1 to 13, right? This is the temptation of our Lord Jesus Christ. The devil was offering him all these shortcuts. I will give you the whole world if you bow down and worship me, right? The thing is, the devil was offering him all these short-term comforts, but for long-term destruction. That's the kind of trade the devil does. The devil never does any kind of fair trade. He will offer you short-term comforts as long as he can cause long-term destruction for your destiny, right? He was offering Jesus what he could see in the short term, but he wanted him to trade it for what he could not see long-term that was way better. Sometimes taking shortcuts involves going through the path of instant gratification, right? But the thing is, when you take that path of instant gratification, you're going to pay the price in the end. That's just the truth, right? Sometimes waiting on God is, oh, suffering in the present, you know, not getting all those comfortable things in the present, but you have a much better future ahead of you. And then also, if you look at another person that didn't take shortcuts, let's look at Joseph, right? He could have slept with Potiphar's wife. Think about it. He was like a slave. He was like an immigrant in another country, right? And Potiphar's wife was like, sleep with me. Some people will be like, wow, that's the logical thing to do. Hey, I'm an immigrant here. You know, it's not like I have the best life or whatever. Let me just sleep with this lady and that can maybe get me to the top. Again, that's short-term thinking. I'm telling you, many of the people that take shortcuts are people whose lives are dominated by short-term thinking, right? He said, how can I do this wicked thing against God? He decided to not take that shortcut of sleeping with Potiphar's wife. He decided to do the right thing. That doing the right thing landed him in prison for, I think, about 2 years. So let me tell you this. When you decide to stand for God, when you decide to not take shortcuts, you may suffer temporarily. So don't think that doing the right thing comes without consequences. No, there are blessings for doing the right thing, but there may be some short-term consequences. There may be some short-term pain that you may have to deal with. So again, I'll encourage you, with these biblical examples, do not take shortcuts, okay? In fact, the next time we meet in this podcast, we're going to continue this series and talk about why you should not take shortcuts. We'll talk about why you should not take shortcuts. Now, the way to heaven is through the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. There are many churches, there are many missions, there are many ministries, there are many popular personalities that are offering quick fire ways, drive-through ways to make it to heaven. Brethren, it doesn't work like that. You have to go through the path. The Bible says that right from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. The violent take it by force, right? You have to work through the path that God has laid out for you. Even the Bible says you should walk out your salvation with fear and trembling. Salvation is a workout. There is no shortcut around it. So if you want to take that very first step of committing your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I am a sinner and I need your help. I need your forgiveness. Forgive me of all my sin. I believe you died on the cross to set me free. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning. Sanctify me with your blood. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me the grace to do your will all the days of my life. Sanctify me, O God. Help me, O God. Give me the grace to do your will. Give me the grace to obey you. Give me the grace to honor you and to serve you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And Father, I pray for those listening to this podcast. Give us the grace not to take shortcuts. Give us the grace to be committed Christians. Give us the grace to enter by the narrow gate, because that's the gate that leads to life. Help us to avoid that broad gate that many people take. That shortcut gates that many people take that leads to eventual destruction. Help us to not be short-term minded. Give us the grace to be long-term minded. Give us the grace to be eternity minded. Give us the grace to lay our hearts on things that are above and not things on the earth. Because as your word says, that where your treasure is, that's where your heart will be. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now, for those that said the prayer of salvation, congratulations. You're a child of God. I'll encourage you, you know, find a Bible, right? So again, there are no shortcuts here. You need to go through the process. Find the Bible, read it, do what it says, and you'll see your life take a turn for the better. Find the translation you understand. I love the New Living Translation. You know, you can even start with John. It'll tell you all about the love of God. Start with the book of John. Tell you all about the love of God. But really, you can start anywhere. The key critical thing is don't take shortcuts. Do the word of God. And again, all these things I'm saying to do, are they easy? No. But is there grace available? Yes. The grace and the power of the Holy Spirit is there to really help you do God's will. And then also find a Bible-believing church. Notice I did not say find a church. I said find a Bible-believing church. There are many churches all over the world that twist things to match the times. They're like, ooh, okay. Well, society says this, so let's start interpreting the word of God to fit with what society says. That is not a church you want to be in. That's a church that can lead you straight up to hell. So find a Bible-believing church, a place where the true and diluted word of God is preached. Attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God. But there are many wonderful churches all over the world as well, right? Find a Bible-believing church, fellowship with other believers, work out your salvation with fear and trembling, do what God's word says, and you'll see your life take a turn for the better. Until next time, have a wonderful day, and God bless you. Shalom.